Welcome back again. Now to the death of a French film icon, Brigitte Bardot has died at the age of 91. We're joined now by Paris-based journalist Elaine Cobb. Good afternoon, Elaine.
Good afternoon, Cian.
Well, tell us about Brigitte Bardot. What will she be remembered for?
Oh, so much. Brigitte Bardot was such a French cinema icon. She was the original French Hollywood-style star. And many say she was the first and also the last because she embodied this whole sexy femininity, the sex kitten thing, while also being very clearly not that bothered what people thought about her. And so men wanted her and women wanted to be her. And she worked her way through many of the men in French cinema, top names, who were her lovers, her partners. And she really, really made a mark on French cinema from films like Manina, The Girl in the Bikini, where she almost single-handedly ensured the success of this brand new two-piece swimsuit called the Bikini. And of course, who can forget Rajiv Vadim's When God and God Created Woman?
She was more than a film star then.
Absolutely. She was very much someone who was a little bit rebellious, but just sexy enough and sweet enough in the image for people to think, OK, that's lovely. But she dropped out of movies in her 40s. She just said, I'm done. And she became an animal rights activist.
Now, she also had opinions on politics. What were they?
Part of her animal rights activism led her to be very critical of French Muslims, in particular with relation to halal meat and the bleeding of sheep for the Eid festival. And she was very openly against that. And that later led her straight into the arms of France's far right and the National Front. She became a strong supporter of the National Front, now the National Rally, and she was fined several times for inciting racial hatred, mostly against Muslims.
Does that impact her legacy? What was her legacy?
Well, she kind of has two legacies. There's Brigitte Bardot, sex kitten movie icon, and there's Brigitte Bardot, what happened to her and why? Because she also came out against the Me Too movement and said, you know, playing cute for directors was part of the deal.
Paris-based journalist Elaine Cobb, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Well,